interesting halachas tonight. Okay, we're up to the top of page 48. We learned yesterday about business. Today we're going to be learning about construction. So the top of the shulchan, the middle of Seif Beis. So we said that construction is the examples given of here is avan kishl melachim. What was that for the shade? Boulevard. What did he say? Was it the boulevard? Yeah, that avenue. Trees, planting, construction, which is anything which is like luxury as opposed to necessities. Also, now comes Shulchan on top of page 48. If you've got a wall which is about to fall, a wall which is about to collapse, whatever the circumstances are, you're allowed to build it, fix it, construct it if the wall is about to collapse. If it's a mitzvah purpose and everything is permitted. Now, I want to look at this wall which is about to collapse. That's really, really interesting halacha. Because surely, what is the wall that's about to collapse? Would you say that it's dangerous, not dangerous? What category? Obvious, absolutely. So don't tell me Shulchan Aruch is talking about a wall which is about to collapse, which obviously will create a danger. That goes without saying. I don't need Shulchan Aruch and to tell me that you're allowed to fix a wall. Obviously, if it's going to collapse and it's going to cause enormous danger, I don't need Shulchan Aruch to tell me that. So what are we talking about if that's the case? So what does it mean? Kosloi shenoite lipoil, a wall which is about to fall. What is it talking about if we're not talking about danger? Very good. Says the Mishnah in Seif Katan Yud Gimel. Here are the words of the Holy Mishnah Berurah in Seif Katan Yud Gimel, second line from the top in our editions. Noi telipol vafilu, even imu beinyan she'ein bo mishum sakon, even if it's a situation that will not be dangerous, kugoin, such as she'oimet ha'kois lebechotza, in the wall may be standing in the courtyard or in the garden. Ve'ev shalizga ha'chotza, and you could just shut it off and close it up. For lo yichnois adam lesham, and nobody will enter the whole area where the wall is. So we're not talking about that. Elo only she'yesh lochush, there is a concern lehefsed moment of monetary loss. Kugoin, that by this wall collapsing, it will break the construction of the wall further. This calculation is going to destroy even more of the construction of the structure. Nevertheless, you are allowed to build this. Af maybe a luxurious additional non-necessary work. Nevertheless, it's permitted. That if there is a wall which is about to collapse, no, don't forget about danger. If there's a wall that is about to collapse, and if you're not going to see to it, it will cause, inevitably, or probably will cause, a substantial financial loss. You'll have to see to it in the 9 days.
Do you have to minimize
that? Doesn't say. It doesn't say. It doesn't say that. It says you'll have to see to it in a way that it doesn't cause you financial loss. What's that? And so I would like to compare that to if a person may have a leak in a house, or perhaps a broken pipe, perhaps any other. What are the other potential expenses? If you deal with it now, it's construction. It's expensive. But if you ignore it, it's going to be far more expensive by just delaying it. It will be permitted to do all this construction work in the 9 days. I think it's really important. I mean, the construction, even if you're not dealing with it, it's going to. So I don't know. That's the. Yeah. It's less posher than the sakana element. Right. Really, there's an ista, it's a restriction. It's not a restriction. You're allowed to build in the 9 days. Okay, so the case will even be if you're making something which is, you know, even if it's a luxury addition to your house. What would be an example? You're making a luxurious addition to your house, and it's about to collapse. It hasn't been fortified. I don't know. What would be an example?
Balcony.
You're making a balcony. Yeah, you're making a swimming pool. You know, and for some reason it's been so that's surely considered a construction zechumen. That's, I think, that's a good example. You're making a swimming pool. We all have, most of us, I suppose, don't have a swimming pool yet. Underground, yeah.
So Lampshire's got a garden and then it's a water swimming pool. Where that dip goes down, you can stick it in there.
Yeah. Drawings are all there already, yeah. So
then it doesn't lend itself for water, the way that the garden's
on the hill. Yes, it's something to think about and a thought to explore. Swimming pool. All right. So we could so now the shiny design. So let's say that you've started building it, there's some leak, some problem. If you're ignoring it, it will cause further damage. It will cost you more. Not danger involved, but just further costs involved. You're allowed to do the construction, the building, during the 9 days, just because of financial loss. That's what the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, seems to be teaching us.
Say any loss, because it doesn't say Hefsan
Moment. Yeah, well, yeah, Hefsan Moment. I suppose it's got to be, if you're talking about a couple of... it must be...
Well, any loss.
I don't think that... Yeah, it has to be some loss. To building, that's right. Yeah, just to get it back, build it in, cost you. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi, so we carry on now. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, second line, Ve'noisi Noshim. In the 9 days, one may not marry. No chasenes. Ve'noisim sudas erusin. So when we talk about Einis sudas erusin, that is erusin, which is what we would call nowadays engagement, or to be. What we would call now, it's knowing basically. We know since it was erusin, so you don't make engagements. Avol ores beloy musuda muta. But if you are just doing the engagement with the knowing without a meal, that's fine. Ve'afilu v'tisha b'avatzmoi, and this is a fascinating halacha, which in a hashkafic perspective, it's really fascinating. Even on Tisha B'Av itself, Motel Ores, you're allowed to make an engagement, Shaloyik the Menu Acher, so that people are not, you're allowed to make Tznoim even on Tisha B'Av, Shaloyik the Menu Acher, that we are concerned lest somebody else is going to take away this particular Shidduch, this particular potential partner. So Rabbi said, there's a couple of chidushim here. Firstly, about the sudas you're not allowed to make. Okay, I hear that. To make grand eosin engagement parties, meals, etc., that's forbidden. But just the tnoim you're allowed to do. What we call the tnoim, just the vault, that you're allowed to do, as long as there's no meal connected to it, no suda. The reason being, you can even do that on Tisha B'Av. Why? Shaloyak timenu acher. So, it's not done. I remember a tnoim in the 9 days, not Tisha B'Av. I think it was just perhaps Erev Tisha B'Av or the couple of days. In the 9 days, right. In the 9 days. So it is done. There you go. Yeah. On Tisha B'Av, yeah. I think what I remember was either Erev Tisha B'Av just before Tisha B'Av. No, not Tisha B'Av indeed. Yeah. Was it Shua Shechalboy? Rosh Chodesh, right. Okay. Now.
What we call engagement.
Now, Rabbi Sai, it's interesting. The way the Mishnah Berurah explains it, it's very interesting about chasenus. What would be the problem with the chasna? Why is the chasna a problem?
Simcha.
So really, it's a mitzvah. Mitzvahs really should be fine to do. The problem with it, the way the Mishnah Berurah says, the reason why it's a problem is because Mishum Deloy Mesamne Milsa. We spoke about the idea of in the 9 days, you don't have to make Mishanichnas of Matim Besimcha. What does that mean? How does that translate into action? What does that mean? Really? Then, yeah, don't you have a court case? Why don't you have a court case in the 9 days? Because of Mazel, we have less Siyat Lishma in the 9 days. Less Siyat Lishma. Try to avoid it. Siyat Lishma is not great. As opposed to Ador, which has a lot of Mazel, a lot of Siyat Lishma. Therefore, there would have been a problem of having a marriage, a chasna, in the 9 days, because of, it's not great mazel. It's not a great mazel. It's not great tzadishmaya to have a chasna in the 9 days. However, lemaisa, so that's why chasnas. However, when it comes, that's why we don't do chasnas in the 9 days. However, when it comes to engagements, the halacha is different because of the concept of shalei akdimenu acher. It brings us supposed to the Gemara's question in the beginning of Sota that what about 40 days before Yetzias Havlat, Kodesh Baruch, you know, the concept of having a Beshet. It's Beshet. So what are you worried about? She's going to run away. Well, if she's yours, she's not going to run away. She'll be available next week still. And if she got engaged before you had a chance, then she's obviously not your Beshet, by definition. So why are you so worried about it? In the 9 days, don't. You know, it's either she's Beshet or she isn't. That's what we're trained to say, trained to think, trained to... But it's wrong. But you are meant, you're allowed to get engaged in 9 days. Because the halacha is that we are concerned, perhaps some of these girls are going to, she may be your Beshet, and you got a chaperon, because perhaps somebody else is going to grab. So it's very, very interesting. It's a fascinating concept. Fascinating, which brings us to the Gemara. So to ask a similar question, but it is very, very interesting. How does the concept of Beshet, how does the concept of Bitochen fit into this idea of Shemei Akdimenu Acher? Question.
You could give up on your Beshet. You could. There is the concept of Beshet, that there's the Bastroni and Plani. But somebody once came to the site and asked him for
It's long gone, right. The Gemara answers, indeed, this is in line with the Gemara. The Gemara says, how does it work 40 days before Yetzias Havlat? So, Bas Ploini Ploini, on the other hand, this idea of Shemet Tinach, the Gemara said, well, there's a difference between Zivug Rishon and Zivug Sheni. Zivug Rishon and Zivug Sheni, that's the Gemara, Machlok is Ashi Tois, how to interpret, how to learn it, which is supposed not the right form to discuss now, but it's a fascinating concept. Shemet Kimenu Acher. Continues the Gemara. For no Egil Ha'achmi, Shenoi Simi Yudzayim Betamuz, Ve'elech Ad Achat Tishabav. Says the Gemara, that's all very nice and good according to the Sfadim, according to the meaning of the Shulchan Aruch. However, according to us, says the Gemara, forget about chasnas in the 9 days. Forget about chasnas, in fact, from Shiva Osla Vetamas. In the 3 weeks, we do not do any chasnas. Again, tnoim, engagements, that's all right, that's fine, as long as you just make the vote, but as long as you don't make a meal, you don't make a suda. But chasnas is forbidden. Yeah. Yeah, it is. I struggle myself with this idea to where we're dancing from 9 days to 3 weeks. 9 days to 3 weeks. There is a lack. Is that the reason? I didn't think of that. I was bothered by the question, but I didn't have that answer. Perhaps that's the answer. Could be. No, Shavuos Betamuz is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch as well in Tzivches. I don't know. I don't have the answer to your question. We seem to go from the 9 days to 3 weeks and back again. It's I don't have an answer to your question. Continues the Gemara at Shulchan Aruch in Tziv Gimel. No, a very important halacha I failed to mention. Very, very important halacha. Music. Let's talk about music. So music in its own, I suppose when we talk about the restrictions into 3 weeks, that's the first one that comes to one of the first that comes to our mind. So that's the music and dancing. So in Shulchan Aruch, you're not going to find it, really. You're not going to find, really, much beyond... The Eilusin. So we say, so you're not allowed to. You know, so it doesn't say anywhere. Don't sing and don't dance. It doesn't say it. So here we've got something which is not mentioned in the halachas of the 9 days. Here we're not.
Is it again?
Why is that?
It brings
simcha music. Yeah. Brings simcha and joy to a person. Right, but we can't. You're right, and that's certainly the reason, the rationale for that. But where did that come from? The Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it, the Gemara doesn't mention it. So the Mishnah Berurah does. And I want to look at these words a bit close in Sifkot Tezayin, the last 10 words or so of Sifkot Tezayin, just before Sifkot Yudzayin. So for also last is Rikudim. You're not allowed to make dances. Rikudim is dancing, Mecholos, music. Meshivas Betamos Ve'elech from the 17th of Tammuz onwards. Va'afilu Pelairusin, even without an engagement. So this is out branch. That's it. Of the halacha of not having, I can't make simchas, I can't make a chasna. All right, I understand that. No chasna. So chasnas equals music and dancing. So now that equals, that leads to no singing and no dancing, even without a chasna. It's forbidden in its own right, which is very interesting how this halachic development, how that emerged. Not any singing, dancing, not from the 9 days, not from Chodesh Av, but rather already from Shavuos Betamuz. Afilu b'la'irusi, even with that. It's not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yisai. It is not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. And it's not mentioned at all. It's a Mishneh Berurah. So what does that mean in halachic? So Rabbi Yisai, what does that mean in terms of not listening to music in the 9 days and in the 3 weeks? What about if you don't listen live? If you listen to recorded music in any format, whether you're still having the tapes? Do you remember the tapes? Tape recorders? Do you remember the tape recorders? What is it? Did you remember the mini discs that they went around for a few years? Remember the mini discs? Yeah. Or the CD players, in fact. Do you remember those? So the question is, is that okay? Is that okay? Because obviously, when we're talking about what the Mishneh Berurah was talking about, very obviously, who was obviously talking about live music. We're talking about simchas. We say not only if there's a simcha, but actually even any other music is fine as well. So there's no doubt about it. The Mishneh Berurah wasn't referring to any recorded music. He was talking about live music. Don't take out your trumpet and your guitar and play. So what about recording? Does it make a difference or not?
Personally, I would think that it's the principle behind it.
Absolutely, of course. Absolutely, and that's absolutely correct. And I would like to add that the way the poskim describe it and the way the poskim explain it is that when you listen to recorded music, that's actually become, it's actually a musical instrument in its own right. It now becomes a musical instrument. Who says a musical instrument needs to be the one that, you know, the trumpet that blows, the clarinet that blows the sound? In fact, the player now becomes an instrument in its own right. I think it's very long, it's very nice, and therefore it's going to be also. What about music without? And that's a controversial one. Without musical instruments. Okay. Yeah, a cappella, for instance. Is that okay or not?
Are we talking about a tap rhythm so it sounds a bit like a musical instrument? Or are we talking about just singing?
Just singing. The poskim don't like it so much. They say that at the end of the day, it's could we use legal loophole? Could we use the word music? Ultimately, it's probably if it's not within the letter of the law that forbids it, then it's only the spirit of the law which doesn't really. However, having said that, I must emphasize something which the poskim go and all the contemporary poskim speak about this, and that's about the emotional balance of and psychological well-being of people. I saw this in enough poskim to bring it up. And other Avosen speaks about it as well. He said that there are people out there who are finding life at times stressful, and they're finding life generally a little bit difficult at times. And one of the things that helped them a lot, one of the strategies that helped them a lot to get through the difficulties, is through music. It's a recognized way of getting through difficult times. Those So would they be permitted inside? Would they be allowed to listen to music? Because it just gives them that extra boost and extra support. So they say, and they all agree to that, that since we're looking over here at something which is not Shulchan Aruch, which forbids it, and it's not the mother forbids it. It emerges from a Mishneh Berurah, that the starting point is chasanus, and this is like an add-on. It's a branching out of this halacha, which comes as such a stringency. So he said, of course, somebody can do without for 3 weeks, you know, surely should refrain from it. However, if somebody's emotional balance is jeopardized by that, and if somebody could, chalila, get into a more depressed state because of that, then surely there's much reason to be lenient. You wouldn't say that in other areas, but certainly in, when it comes to this over here, the poskim are makel because of where the starting point actually is. That's that. Lemais.
Does that mean to say that the Mishneh Berurah is the earliest source that mentions it?
Is the Mishneh Berurah the earliest source that mentions it? No, he's not the earliest source that mentioned it, but it does come from the late Achronim. There's no Gemara that says that explicitly. There's no Shonim that says explicitly. So it comes like in the halachic. It comes halachically in quite late, emerging in the late generation. So Rikud means the dancing. Mecholos is the music which enhances the dancing. Mochal is normally a circle.
Yeah, dancing around a circle. You're saying
it's referring to dancing. Yeah, he's referring. If I'm reading correctly, what you are. Yeah, Leonie Rikud Mochalis Besimcha Shavabachas. He's just defining definition of Rikud and Mochal. Yeah, Rikud could, in principle, Rikud could be without Rikud in principle could be without music.
What he's saying here is that, you know, dance, either with two people or in a circle, I'm not talking about.
So there's no instrument here.
I'm not talking about the instrument. I'm not saying you can't listen to the instrument.
There's no instrument.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mecholos has got an implication of music. Rikud, perhaps by definition, not. But Mecholos certainly has an implication of music. So very, very good. So that's an interesting question, and I think one of the classic question about that is classical music, which has which is a question. People enjoy classical music, which classical music has got obviously a much more. So the question is, could a person be allowed to listen to classical music in 3 weeks? It's an interesting question. I don't feel qualified to answer the question for various reasons, but the reason why you're saying it is because it's not... why is it a question? You don't normally dance to classical music. Right, so Abraham Pinchas had such a spell, apparently, and based on that, he was, apparently, I didn't see this inside, but people say, in Abraham Pinchas, he was quite lenient when it comes to that. I don't understand it so much because it has to do with Rikud and Mecholos because that's what the Mishneh Berurah mentions. But at the same time, I think if I'm reading the Shulchan Aruch correctly, a lot of it has to do with the Simcha. Somebody who enjoys classical music, he has much more Simcha from a good classical music, from nice Beethoven or Mozart, than from the contemporary music. So the Simcha aspect is surely comparable. But I
understand you really like pizza. I mean, the Simcha type pizza.
Correct.
Pizza.
Absolutely. They can have it without any reservation. So you're arguing that it could be that he calls him Simcha, but ultimately it doesn't fit in the category of Mecholos and Rikudim. It's not music that leads to dancing. And that's very much a Abraham Pinchas's for it. I hear that. He said it's music, only music is restricted that leads to dancing. Yeah, so Chazonas would be, yeah. So I hear the Rabbis say we've run over time. It's an interesting topic. We'll leave it over here. And we'll continue with Shem tomorrow from Seif Gimel. Right, okay. Good evening.